What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Dashari, and welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. Today, we have a special guest today. She's a licensed insurance sales agent, personal assistant, owner of an event planning company, and the CEO of the Business Besties Brunch. If that wasn't enough, she's a mother, businesswoman, and entrepreneur, but most importantly, a goal getter. Please welcome Miss Nicole Lashana.
Hey, y'all. Hey, thank you so much for having me on this morning.
No problem. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I have a huge event coming up next week, so I'm officially in stress mode.
Yes, that's understandable.
Yes, like all entrepreneurs would, they could testify to that. So yeah, I'm in go mode. Getting out here, getting everything done, just getting ready for next Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, let's go ahead and get right into it. There's a segment of my show called That's My Jam. This is where you can play a mantra or a song you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. So what you got for us?
I got SWV, Week.
All right.
That is my jam is always been. I know it's a little slow, but, you know, I'm kind of old school, so.
Yes, that's what's up. All right, here's this week's jam.
I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control.
Y'all, listen, that was a jam. Listen, a classic. You can never go wrong with SWV. So why did you choose SWV Week as your jam?
I don't know. It's just always been. I think back in the day when it was out, it kind of resonated with me as far as, I guess, some relationships that I was going through. And, you know, it still resonates with me now. I am single, so
okay,
you know,
yes.
I've been divorced since 2013, so I've been been single for almost 10 years. Oh my God.
Listen, fellas, she yeah. get at her.
hey, I'm single.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just one of those songs that just resonated with me because when you know, it's kind of one of those love ballads that, you know, it's like, oh, you make me so weak.
Yes, I understand that. Well, y'all, please go check out SWV Week. Like I said, it's a classic and definitely a bop. All right, so let's jump right into it. Who is Nicole?
Nicole is Shauna. I am first of all, a mother. Mm-hmm. I must say that because that's, you know, that's my foundation. That's my why. It's yes. just to leave a legacy for my children. I'm an insurance agent. I'm an independent insurance agent. So I'm slanging insurance policies,
yes.
you know, from 8 to 5, you know, well, let me not say that 24 hours a day, because anytime that you work for yourself, you're always working. So I do home, auto, life insurance, health insurance. I'm insurance agent across the board. I've been licensed since 2004 as an insurance agent.
Okay.
So insurance is one of the loves of my life. But I got to the point where I did not want to work for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2018,
mm-hmm.
I quit my corporate job. I was working for Delta Dental of Oklahoma, had been there 11 years. Yeah, and decided to step out and start my event planning business. I had been planning events for years, so I stepped out to do that, incorporated a little bit of personal assisting because my passion is entrepreneurship and just helping entrepreneurs get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So even if that's with events or if that's with personally assisting them with their day-to-day tasks, that's where my heart is at. When COVID hit, I had to figure it out real quick.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back into event planning. I'm go back into insurance and also do my event planning.
Okay.
Now, I've been doing an annual event here in the city. This is my 6th year.
Mm-hmm.
So the Business Besties Brunch was developed 6 years ago. It's been a sold out event every single year. And I do want to go into why I started the Business Besties Brunch. So when I started in entrepreneurship here in the city, everything was so cliquish. Like it was the church clique over here. It was the ICE clique over here. You know, everybody was all into their individual groups and they individually supported each other.
Right, right.
I didn't fit into any of those cliques. I didn't want to fit into any of those cliques.
Right.
You know, I could have strived to do that, but I was like, you know what? I need to develop something that is going to bring everybody together so everybody can network and everybody can build those business relationships. And I started the Business Besties Brunch, and it's been go every year since then.
Yes, we'll get more into that later on in the episode. But I like that you said that you started so many different businesses. So the next question I want to ask you is, why do you feel it is important to have a business mindset?
Business mindset is just essential to having a business. I've seen so many people go into business and they're done within 6 months or a year.
Right.
Because they don't, because their mindset is not where it needs to be. When you're a business owner, you have to look outside of the box. You can't keep everything inside of the box. So a lot of people go into it and they don't want to build business relationships. They don't want to put themselves out there. They don't want to support other people. And so that all comes into it. You have to support others for others to support you. You also have to have the mindset of how to just deal with the logistics of your business as far as your budgeting, as far as your marketing, your social media, like all of those things put you out there in the forefront. You have to have a social media page that's open. If you have a private page, you don't sell your product, you sell yourself.
Right.
And so a lot of people don't understand that. So you're constantly selling yourself. You have to be in that mindset in every single, going to the grocery store, you have to be in that mindset. So I think a lot of people go into business and don't realize that you're not really selling the product, you're selling yourself. And I think that's what kind of cripples some people.
That's so good. An important fact to have is that you're selling yourself. So a business mindset is you're selling yourself. When you're going out, you're always selling yourself. That's so good.
Always.
Yes, that is so good. So I want to talk about Black women making business moves. What is it like in your experience to balance professionalism and handling business?
Oh my God, it can be trying.
Yeah.
My first year as an entrepreneur really made me learn and kind of get in touch with myself. I've realized for years I had been hiding behind an 8-to-5, coming home, dealing with kids, and didn't really look at self.
Right.
So when you're an entrepreneur and you get out there and you start grinding, you have a lot of time to focus on yourself because working 24/7. You don't have a job that cuts off at 5 o'clock and you go home. That don't work no more.
Yeah.
You're dealing with self on a daily basis. So my transition, it was hard for me. Being a Black woman, that's a barrier. I mean, being Black is a barrier. Being a woman is a barrier.
Right, right.
In business. Sometimes I feel like being in Oklahoma is a barrier.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's probably the number one barrier.
Right, right, right. No, barrier, that's so true. It is
just being in Oklahoma and getting people to see you for who you are. I feel like sometimes as Black women, we have a negative connotation to us. Like we're hostile, that we're difficult to deal with and things of that nature. But you just have to go out there and be yourself. You have to get in tune with yourself. As I said before, I had to really get in tune with myself and sit down and analyze. I did a lot of goal planning. I did a lot of self-care. I saw a therapist at one point because I found that I was pushing back all of these emotions and all these things that I was going through and just focusing on the 9-to-5 job. And when you're an entrepreneur, you're selling yourself. So you have to really get in tune with yourself. Yeah. So getting in tune with yourself, breaking down those barriers, like showing up to those events where you're the only brown person in the building. I mean, yeah. It's hard to do. I've done it before, and I had to literally pray before I walked in the building.
Yeah.
But that's something that you have to get used to, and you have to do. And it's not an easy transition at all. I recommend everybody get a mentor if you're starting a business. Get a coach.
That's so good. Yeah.
All of those things just to help you through those transitions, because you have those, it's kind of like four major things: being in Oklahoma, being black, being a woman, and then just kind of seeing yourself and dealing with self.
So you talked a lot about, you know, your mental capacity. So I kind of just want to dive into that, because I don't think a lot of people talk about the mental aspect in entrepreneurship. Go into it. I want to hear what you have to say about that.
It is. I actually had the first year, I actually had like a breakdown. Like mm-hmm. I developed anxiety. I had never had anxiety issues before. But it's just the struggle of thinking I am in complete control of my life.
Right.
My money. If I don't get out there and grind, we don't eat.
Yeah.
If I get sick, we don't eat. Yeah. You know, I'm having to build these relationships, and you're dealing with people without feeling, you don't want them to feel like you're needy or you're begging, right. You know? Yeah. So it's just all those aspects that go along with it. So the first, I want to say 6 months mm-hmm. that I decided to go into business for myself, it was hard. You mm-hmm. know, it was a struggle. It was a day-to-day struggle. So your mental health is so, so important. And sometimes you don't realize where you're at mentally until you're in that vulnerable space. And mm-hmm. that's what I think it does. It brings up all the vulnerability, and you have to kind of deal with stuff. So I had to deal with it. It's like it was present in my face, and there was no job to turn to. There was nothing to turn to. I had to deal with it. So I'm really happy that I went into that space. Mm-hmm. It made me really learn self. And again, it was learning self.
Yeah.
I had to get on some anxiety pills for a minute. Wow. I had to go to a therapist.
Wow.
You know, all of those things. In the midst of all that, my mom had passed away. So it was major things going on. But I always tell people, don't be scared to say, hey, mentally I can't do this, or mentally I'm not up for it. Going to your doctor saying, hey, I need some help for a minute. Mm-hmm. Can I see a therapist? Is there a pill in there to help regulate, mm-hmm. you know, how I'm feeling? Because I feel in mental health, people suffer for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you suffering with this?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things that you can do. I did a lot of goal setting. I learned to meditate. Mm-hmm. Meditation was a big thing. I still meditate. Mm-hmm. I get up in the morning and I just have to clear my mind. You know, there's stuff on my Alexa I can call up and it'll help me clear if you can't do it. Iyanna Van Zandt, her books are wonderful. They're old books, but they're wonderful.
Yes, that's so good.
Yeah, they're wonderful to get you through that process. So just know, people think going to the entrepreneurship is just selling something. Oh, honey, no.
Yeah. Yes.
It's really coming into yourself. You are selling yourself more than you're selling a product. And you're having to deal with some things that you've never had to deal with before. So.
Yes. Yes. That's so good. Man, mm-hmm. I hope you guys are taking notes, because entrepreneurship is, like she said, it's not just going and selling something. It's a part of you that has to learn yourself so that you can go and ask people if they would be willing to partner with you, or ask them for, you know, money, or, you know, just getting into the nitty gritty of all the things that it takes to make a business work, because entrepreneurship is not easy. Because like she said as well, it all depends on you. If you don't wake up, if you're sick, you're not getting the money that you need to make your business keep working. But while we're on the topic of balance, what does work-life balance look like for you?
right now, since I'm in control of my own schedule, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm tilting to the unbalanced. I get up in the morning. I'm able to take my daughter. I have high schoolers, so I'm able to take them to school. Mm-hmm. I'm able to get to the office. I'm able to leave if there's anything that I need to do during the day. Mm-hmm. I get off in time to pick them up. They have jobs. They have basketball, you know. And so right now I'm on a strict schedule on a daily basis, but I do have some time in there to do the things that I need to do. So right now my balance is okay. In the past, it has been all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's been all over the place, but it's certainly more balanced than when I was working full time, because I had to be at work. I had to be there. So now I'm able to kind of say, hey, I have a meeting, you know, I have to do an interview or whatever I'm doing during the day. I'm able to take the time off to do that. And I'm able to still go into the office and still do what I need to do. So it takes a while to get where I'm at. Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy because there's always those things that you want to do versus what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So it's just getting really grounded and making sure that you're on a need basis and not just on a want basis. Yes. And I do count networking events as a need basis, you know. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, I need to go and network. I need to go support this person because I want this person to support me.
Right.
So those are the those are the need things. And then of course I do a lot of wants. I have a couple of trips coming up in the next couple of months because I feel like I've worked hard this year and it's getting to the wintertime.
Yes.
And it's my, you know, my huge event is almost over and it's like, girl, you need to go to Florida for a week.
Yes. That's so good. Separating your wants from your needs. And
separating from needs. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that is so good. Guys, please take that, because if you separate what you want and what you need, you can get a lot of stuff that you need to get done besides what you would like to get done. So you have a team, right?
I do. I have a couple of people. I don't have the team that I that I need. And that's one of the barriers I've had in the past, is really trusting people to do what I need them to do for me. This coming upcoming event, I have a team of ambassadors.
Okay.
That are working with me. Everybody has their individual jobs, and I just have to trust that those individual jobs will get done. Mm-hmm. So it's taken me a while to put the trust in someone else's hands and then just kind of let it go. Yeah, and that's part of my anxiety. That's part of my anxiety, and I recognize that. Yeah. And I work on it on a daily basis. You know, when you have a team of people that's helping you, you just have to kind of trust that it's going to get done.
Yeah.
And leave it, you know, I always pray about it and say, hey, it's in the Lord's hands. I done prayed about it. Let it go.
I believe that, you know, people who actually take their business serious have a hard time handing off those responsibilities because they would like for it to get done a certain way. But, you know, giving people those that have expertise in that area could benefit you in giving you some relaxation in a different area. But yeah, that is so awesome that, you know, you're starting to build a team, because I think that it's needed and you're growing so much. It's only going to go up from here. So I think that's so big.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm actually have someone that I'm going to start partnering with. Me and her, we're meeting after the brunch this year, so she can, we're partnering for the brunch from here on out, because it is getting to the point where I'm growing. I have a huge launch coming up next week, and we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
That I'm doing. So, I'm adding and building a team. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of help me out so I can have some peace.
Yes.
Now, in the beginning, I did everything myself and I was crazy.
Yes.
No more.
Yes, yes. But that helps you to build and grow. And I think that is the important part of business entrepreneurship, is that starting off, and if you're doing everything by yourself, is to help you grow and understand that once you hire this person, you can expect a certain level from them because you've done it yourself, being a beginner. Right. So if they don't get it right, then something's wrong. They're not the expert in that field. So you need to find somebody else that can get it done. So I think that the beginning steps that help you to progress in your entrepreneurship, business, whatever you're doing, if you take those beginning steps and you're running around doing everything like a chicken with your head cut off, it's good because it's helping you to build a foundation so that when you start building the building brick by brick, oh yeah, it's going to be a sturdy one.
Yeah, and I tell people, you never, as a leader, you never ask somebody to do something you haven't done yourself. And
that's
so that's
good.
Where I'm at.
That's good.
Everything that I ever asked anybody to do or my ambassadors that I asked them to do is things that I've done myself I don't know how many times. So, and then I don't mind getting in there. So next week at my event, I'll be working just like everybody else. And, you know, people be telling me, go sit down. And I'm just like, you got to make sure, you never ask people, like I said, you never ask people to do what you don't do yourself. So there's no way that I would go and just kind of sit down and not be able to be in there with everybody else working to make sure everything goes okay. And that's just my philosophy on it. A lot of people are not like that. They feel like, okay, I have my team. I can, you know, go and sit down, whatever, but I'm a team player and I get in there. I get in there and do the work. And that's where I get my most fulfillment.
Yes. That's so good. So, I saw that you have a deal or a partnership with the Oklahoma City Thunder in the works. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? That's so big.
Okay, so next week I actually have a planning meeting that I'm not sure if I'm ready for.
You're ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a planning meeting to go over dates. So the idea behind it, and I've went to the corporate office, I've had the meetings, is to do the actual brunch at the Paycom.
Yes.
Yes. So partnering with them would look like them, having the whole brunch there, them offering incentives during a game, game tickets, things of that nature. So it's just a really huge opportunity for me.
Yes, it is.
Right now, I'm trying to figure out exactly how I want to do this. If I want to do smaller events with them and the huge event, or if I'm doing just the one event each year, I'm thinking of breaking off doing some smaller networking events during the year. But you guys stay tuned. Hopefully by November. Yeah, by November, I'll have all of that lined out and I'll be able to have the dates lined out. They just released their schedule a couple of weeks ago. So I'm on their preferred list right now. Yes, to get some dates in there. So I'm thinking of getting a date like right and doing the event right the same date as a game. So then we can all enjoy the game afterwards. And, you know, we're able to be, you know, on the court and things of that nature. So there's a lot of different things and different ways that I can go with it. We're really just kind of seeing how everything goes and lining everything out right now. But I am so excited that this came. Like this year, I'm actually partnering with Rose State College for the Business Message Brunch. And so, and then the opportunity to partner with the Thunder for next year, it came, you know, abreast. So,
yes.
And I don't know how that's going to look yet, but, you know, it's just the opportunity that I am so grateful for.
Yeah.
With this being the sixth year, I feel like I've grown each and every year. I've sold out every year.
Yes.
And I'm getting new opportunities every year to do different things. So it's exciting.
That is so dope. Listen, when I say going up in the next season of your life, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Listen, you're elevating each year. And that's something that you should be proud of. I know I'm proud of you for that. So we've touched on this word a lot during the interview, but I want to hear from you. If you could give me three words that define entrepreneurship for you.
Oh my goodness. My word of the year, I have a word every year. My word of the year is balance.
Yes. Okay.
So that's going to be my number one word, is that you have to balance. It's a struggle in the beginning. I had some, you know, like the mental health issues in the beginning of trying to balance everything out and figuring out how I had to do things and how much work to put into this, how much not to, I remember my kids telling me, my son, he was like 16, and he comes to me, he's like, Mama, you worked so much harder than you did when you worked at Delta Dental. And I said, oh, you know this? He's like, yeah, you work all the time. And I said, yes. But it's a difference because I'm working for me.
Yeah.
And I'm doing what I love. And it didn't seem like that to me. Even though the kids could see it, I couldn't see it. So, and then I had to step back at that point and say, okay, I need to get some balance because now the kids are feeling like, you know. So it's just one of those things that come with it.
Yeah.
You know, just come with entrepreneurship. It gets better as the days go on. You find your balance. Right now, I feel like I'm on a really level balance. It tilters sometimes. But that's one of the number one things that I associate with entrepreneurship. The second thing would be business relationships.
Okay.
Have to build those relationships in order to grow. You're not going to grow standing. You're not going to grow sitting still.
Okay.
So you have to get out there and go to some events, shake some hands. What they say, kiss babies and shake some hands.
Yeah.
Give out those cards. Say, hey, you know, you just opened this restaurant. I'm going to come by and have coffee. Or, hey, I would like to meet with you just to kind of get to know you.
Yeah.
And then when you're in the face, you know, when I go places, I always know so many people. And they're like, how do you know all these people? I was like, because when I'm in a place, I'm meeting people. I'm like, hey, if I have a friend that knows a friend, I'm like, hey, introduce me to her. Hey, let's all go to coffee, you know. Yeah. And it may be somebody that's not even in the realm of what I'm doing. But eventually down the line, I may be able to support them. They support me. Hey, I'm selling my tickets to my event. You want to, I'll go ahead and buy a ticket. You know, I may not come, but I just want to support.
Yeah.
Those are the important things that business relationships do. When you need something done, you know, I need 300 t-shirts, you know, I need discount.
Yeah. facts. That's facts.
Right. Are you getting business with them so much, you know, in the beginning, like, you know, photographers, I've did my family photos with them. I've done so much. And when it comes to my event, he's like, oh, I'm not going to charge you because you've given me so much business or you've sent me so many people. But yeah, it's those relationships that you have to sustain and you have to develop in order to grow your business to the next level. Mm-hmm. And then number three, I would say mental health.
Yes.
Mental health is big. Like, it's really, really big.
Yeah.
I had a speaker last year that actually had a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah, she had been in business for herself a little while and actually had a heart. And she's 30-something years old because of the stress.
Yeah.
It can be super stressful. So it's just finding those outlets for your mental health. Like I said, meditation. Exercise is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Getting up in the morning, making sure you're early. Getting up early as an entrepreneur, you need to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get so many things done before everybody else start moving.
That's so good.
And that's the best. Yeah, you get a lot done in the mornings. I'm usually up by 6.
That's
on my
good.
Laptop.
Yeah.
I don't go into the office until 9, but I'm up at 6 dealing with kids. But you know, it's just a lot. Like you have to make sure that your mental health is strong. A lot of people okay, I get up at 6 and go to the gym because that's just part of making sure that you're mentally able to function and stay in business. So those would be my threes. Yeah.
Yes, that's so good. Listen, the early bird gets the worm. So you said your three defining words for entrepreneurship is balance, business relationships, and my mental health. That's so good. Yeah.
Yes.
And mental health is growing so much these days. And I think that it is amazing that it is and that it continues to be on the top of the surface. So people know that they can get help and that it's okay to get help because you shouldn't be holding all of it in, especially if you're running a business. Because like she said, it can be stressful and you need to be able to have that center where you can go and listen, say,
girl, that, you know, meditation, like clearing your mind, people don't, and then the breathing techniques.
Yeah.
I'm like, look it up. Like you can get online and so many things. Like if I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, I will go to the car, do some breathing techniques, hum to clear my mind. If my mind is going everywhere, and just kind of ground myself in order to do what I need to do. So, you know, I tell people all the time, girl, your mental health is so very, that's more important than you selling your business or selling your product. Because if you're not okay, you can't do anything else.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. So you guys, you've been hearing us talk about this throughout the interview, the Business Besties Brunch. I feel like this is becoming a staple that all who want to learn more about, you know, how to level up their business needs to attend. And just a quick plug for you guys, the Business Besties Brunch is happening September 10th, 2022. Go to www.bbestiesbrunch.com. For tickets right now, because it's happening September 10th, 2022. But I have several questions as it relates to the Business Besties, but I want to start off with this. Well, I guess you did talk about this a little bit, but can you expound a little bit more on your inspiration for starting the Business Besties Brunch?
Yeah, it was just basically, like I said, people were a little cliquish, but basically wanting everybody to have a general place to come together to network, building those business relationships. And that's just always been my motto for the brunch, is business all about relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to build those. So I just wanted a place, a large place people can come together, work, have great food. Like, my food is phenomenal every year.
Yeah.
Come together with food, fun. I have a networking session. I have speakers every year that's talking about the things that we need in the entrepreneur community here in Oklahoma. I always have somebody come in and do a powerful prayer. I always pray before we start. That's just one of the things to make sure everybody's getting what they need. You know, we'll have marketing, we'll have branding, we'll have business resilience in the, you know, right here in the time of COVID, that's needed. This year I have a real estate guru that went from poverty to $1 million real estate broker. Talk about getting started in that. It's just so much to learn at the brunch, and I'm thinking it's essential for business owners for the year. It kind of gets you going and get track. It's one of those things, it's like a continuing education. Like, every year there's something new. There's so many businesses that have just launched from the Business Besties Brunch. Mm-hmm. It's just so, it's, you know, people leave with that full feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I love about it. I want you to be full when you leave. I want you to have a notebook of notes when you leave. I want you to be building relationships. There's so many people that have become besties after attending the brunch. It is truly my baby. It is what I look forward to every single year. Yes. I put my heart and soul into it to make sure everybody comes out fed. And I don't think I failed on that yet. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's good.
It's growing on a year-to-year basis. So I always tell people, you know, invest that $50-$60 and come out and grow your business.
Yes.
Be growing your business.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. But yes. Okay. So what have you learned from starting this platform?
I've just learned that there's a need in Oklahoma City of a place where people can come together and actually learn some things. So I've learned a lot from the speakers. I've built a lot of relationships. So I know most of the entrepreneurs in the city. I know on a, you know, first name basis, which is good. But I'm really looking for the younger demographics to start trying to get in and get in with us so that they have the support for their business. Mm-hmm. So I've learned so much from people. I've learned that there is your need. Mm-hmm. And I'm just happy that I'm in a position where I can do it every year.
That is so, 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 so good. So we're about to wrap up here. But you know that I know that you have an announcement that you would like to say about your event coaching platform. So let's hear about the announcement that you have.
Okay, so next week, September the 10th, I am going to announce my event program.
Yes.
Like, it's been the work for years. I'm asked about this probably weekly. You know, people say, are you still doing events? Are you still doing events? No, I am not. But I'm in a position now where I do have a team of people now where I am going to help entrepreneurs, first of all, figure out what type of events they need to have to grow their business. And then I'll have coaching sessions with them to help them develop the events and actually pull the events off. Yes. So it's going to help them have clarity, first of all, execution also for the events. I'm just super excited. I do have someone on the team that's going to help these entrepreneurs with their branding of the event. They're also someone that is a social media strategist that'll go through and help them with the social media portion, helping them with all the basic and logistics of the group, of the event, from, you know, clarity on what they need to do, their first steps, venue, budget, caterers, decor. I mean, all things that it takes to go into the event. I'll have a couple of different packages, from a DIY do-it-yourself to a one where you get more assistance from me. Okay. I have a package of templates to use. So it's just my way of how I do events. So you'll get a checklist, you'll get a timeline, you'll get the, you know, the budget, you'll get your vendor setup, you get your sponsorship letters.
Wow.
And sponsorships are so huge. I could not have the Business Besties Bunch without sponsors.
Yeah.
I just really could not do it. So the sponsorship aspect. So there's so many different things that go into that. I think that's why a lot of people get overwhelmed and do those things. And it's just a phenomenal way to grow your business. And I am here to help entrepreneurs do that. And so this particular program is going to be phenomenal. I cannot wait until next week.
Yes.
So I can let everyone know about the Elite event. Oh, I've got a name. It's okay. Elite Event Program.
Yes, Elite Event Program.
I've been tussling with names, so yes, I'm excited.
Elite Event Planning. Listen, guys, all of the things that are included in this package that she just talked about is super important and fundamental for business, because, you know, some people have one part of it but don't have the other part. Like, they have the templates, but they don't have the sponsorship template, so that you can know what to say to these sponsors that you need to have, so that when you have these events, you can go and you can sell yourself to these different people who are going to be sponsors for your business. But listen, it's going to be so amazing. I'm so glad that you announced it.
Yeah, I'll have a sponsor. Yes. No, I'll have sponsorship packages. I will have coaching sessions to talk you through that. So you're going to be wonderful.
Yes. It's going to be amazing. I'm so glad that you announced it on Insta Perspective, and I'm so excited to see what it does and how much success that you have with this coaching platform. So I like to talk a lot about purpose and passion on this show. But I wanted to get your perspective on what purpose versus passion means to you.
Wow, that's a big one. I don't know. I have different definitions for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my purpose is just leaving a legacy.
Mm.
But I do that through my passion.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people can't accept at all. So I think that's the difference. Your purpose is I feel like it sometimes is why you do what you do.
Yeah.
You know, I do it to leave a legacy for my children. I do it because I want them the foundation. Mm-hmm. My two teens both have small businesses. They're both business owners.
Come on now. Come on.
And one of them will actually be at the brunch. She'll have her vendor table set up.
Let's go.
In Simone Lip Care.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, that's my purpose, is just to leave that legacy for them. and I'm doing it through my passion. So, you know, it's one of those things that it makes my heart full because I'm able to, a lot of people have purpose and they do it by, you know, working for someone else. And that's nothing wrong with that at all. But that's the way that they do things. My, you know, my purpose are complete. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's just, it works.
Wow, that is so good. That is so good. So what is next for you?
I am just trying to grow my team, getting a little bit of help on my, you know, my events. I'm launching my event coaching. So that's where my focus will be. Mm-hmm. That and, of course, insurance.
Okay.
For the next couple of months. I do have speaking engagements.
Yes.
That I have. I have a speaking engagement actually on September 11th.
Wow. Back to back.
I do have another. The next day. And then another possibly on October the 1st. They're both speaking engagements in reference to insurance. Talking about the insurance aspect of everything. So I'm looking forward to the event with the Thunder.
Yes.
So that's another thing. So my plate is full right now.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a couple of things I'm thinking of launching. So, you know, everything is you know, here worked on and it's kind of getting there. So I actually have a couple of businesses that I've been setting on that I just have not launched yet. So
wow.
They're always time to do those. Yeah, but right now I have some lines that I'm working as far as the brunch and speaking and the event coaching. So I'm all the way up to here.
yes. A lot on your plate, but you seem like you carry it well. So that is amazing. Where can the people find you?
Yeah. They can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook at Nicole LaShana. Or you can go to my business Estes Brunch page.
Okay.
And also I am on Instagram at Nicole LaShana also.
Okay.
Or at business Estes Brunch. So it's really easy to find me. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Let me plug the website, my website.
Come on now.
Yes. And I think you said it earlier. It's thebrunch.com.
Yes. That's what's up. If you could leave my listeners with one thing, what would it be?
Go after your passion. Find out, you know, sometimes it's hard to figure out what your passion is, but once you find out what your passion is, like, dig deep. You want to be happy in this life. A lot of people do a lot of things that they're not happy with, but once you find your passion and you find your path,
go for it
with 100% grit. Don't hold back, hustle hard, and just get it done.
Man, that is so good. That is so good. I love that message. Guys, please stay connected with Miss Nicole LaShana. She has some big things coming up. She has a partnership with the Thunder. She has her coaching platform coming out. She has the Business Besties Brunch that is happening every year. If you're not going to catch the 6th annual, please catch the 7th annual because it may be at the Thunder Paycom Arena. So, guys, please make sure that you stay connected, stay locked in for all the things that she's doing. If you need insurance, please reach out because she's available to do that for you. Listen, she has big things coming. She's doing big things now. So if you aren't already, go follow her on social media. And I am so glad that you came on the show. Thank you so much for coming on Insta Perspective and dropping all the gems that you dropped. I just want to say keep your perspective because it looks good on you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
No problem. All right, y'all. Yes.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.